Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. When I was a boy in elementary school, one of the constants was coming home from school and going into the living room and watching the TV show Different Strokes. It was the sitcom of a rich white man with a daughter and a maid who had adopted two black sons. And the catchphrase of the youngest son, Arnold, was, "What you talking about, Willis?" Well, in our text today in the book of Acts, we have one of those types of moments that make us go, "Wait a minute, who you talking about, Lord?" Paul is giving a defense of his ministry, and as such, he's proclaiming the gospel to King Agrippa. In his testimony, he recounts his dramatic conversion on the road to Damascus. And listen to what he says, and to see if you can pick up on the "who you talking about, Lord?" moment. Acts chapter 26, verses 14 and 15. "And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It's hard for you to kick against the goads.' And I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.'" So what is the "wait a minute" moment here? Well, remember who Paul was persecuting? Paul was persecuting people of the way. Men and women, boys and girls. He was capturing them, imprisoning them, even voting to have them executed. He was persecuting the church. But Jesus says that Paul was persecuting him. So what gives? Jesus is identifying himself with the church. The church is his bride, and to mess with her, to speak ill of her, to treat her with malice, contempt, or to minimize her is to do the same thing to Jesus. Well, that puts a whole new perspective on the church, doesn't it? Maybe we should be careful of how we speak of the church, treat the church, and how we are very quick just to brush her off and minimize her. How we feel about the church cannot be separated from how we actually feel about Jesus. Jesus won't allow it. So when you pray today, pray for Sam Freeman and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines, and they are there to plant churches. Also, remember the Russian Life Word broadcasts heard throughout Russia and the United States of America.